Good day to you, and how are you doing? Last week I promised to send you a podcast on Facebook targeting hack I just discovered. I believe that you have been advertising on Facebook, because that's the first step you need to understand. You have set up a business account with Facebook. You have added an ad account. You have added a payment method to it, either as a prepaid or postpaid. And also, I believe that you have your own page. It could be any name, and you have tried advertising before. Or let me say you are advertising. One most important thing in advertising is targeting. And if you remember, the first day, let me say the first 2 days of the copywriting masterclass is all about customer research. That is understanding your prospect. And I remember telling you that the best place you can get the target audience to your product is through the internet. That is using the internet and the social media platforms. An example of the social media platform that works greatly is Facebook. Though majority of people are using Facebook, but not as a business and partner with Facebook. So I believe you have undergone everything. Now, what I'm going to be telling you today is all about Facebook targeting. If you observe the Facebook ads very well, you notice that it has only 3 segments. We have the campaign, that is objective. We have the ad set, and we have the ads level. The objective is where you are going to choose what you want Facebook to do for you, and it is divided into 3. As I'm saying it now, you remember, we have the brand awareness, we have the consideration, and we have the conversion. Now, the brand awareness is all about getting reach. That is reaching people. You don't really need that. Just about getting reach of people. But you don't really need that. And I'll detail more on the consideration and the conversion. If you check the consideration very well, you know, we have several options beneath it. We have the message, you have the lead generation, you have the post engagement, and the likes. So, and we also have the video views. Let me tell you this before I go into the targeting very well. If you want to build your Facebook page, if you want to get more followers to your Facebook page, the kind of objective you are going to choose is the post engagement. Once you click on the post engagement, it will bring out 3 options, and you're going to choose the like. Let me explain again. When you choose the consideration, you see the post engagement. You see the post under the post engagement, you see the post event, you see the like campaign. So just choose the like campaign if you want people to like your page. And in Facebook, whenever anybody likes your page, that person automatically follows you. So I use that to build my page, and the cost is very, very minimal. Do you understand? So that is for the page like. That is page building. If you see a person that has many followers on Facebook page, I'm not talking about Instagram, on Facebook page like 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, that person actually run a page like campaign objective. So this is how you're going to do about it. Just write an article, then the call to action should be, if you are interested in getting more tips on this so topic or this so content, like our page, and people will automatically like your page. So whenever you post anything, even if you don't run ads, that person or those people are going to see it. And if you want ads, those people are still going to see it, since they have automatically engaged with your page. So the second aspect of it that I'll be talking about is the message. The message conversion. If you check the message conversion very well, it has only three segments. We have the messenger itself, we have the Instagram direct, and we have the WhatsApp. So this is for those who do not have a website. If you don't have a website, this is the kind of objective campaign you should choose. If you don't have a website, you can just get people from Facebook down to your Instagram and they will chat you up. And if you are doing that, you make sure that the Instagram page is connected to that Facebook page you are using. And if you are using WhatsApp, the business WhatsApp should be connected to the page. Don't get me wrong, the business WhatsApp should be connected to the page. So that is when it's going to both are going to work together. And if it is Messenger, people are just going to message you on your Facebook page, then you chat. So that is effective for people who do not have a website. If you don't have a website, you can easily use that. But if you have a website, then you'll be using the conversion. That is when you'll be installing Pixel on your business account, and also installing the Pixel plugin on your website. That is Pixel Your Site plugin. It's a free tool. Yes, it's a free tool. So it helps to track the activities that take place on your website. The Pixel code, the Pixel Your Site helps to track the activities that take place on your website. So that is the kind of objective you should choose if you have a website. Now, that is the objective level. So the kind of objective you choose will be dependent on the kind of result you want. You can expect a person that chooses a like campaign should see conversion. No, it doesn't work like that. That is what you tell Facebook to do, and that is what Facebook is going to do for you. Now, another thing that I want to talk about is the ad set level. That is the ad set level, and that ad set level is also very important as the objective level. So the ad set level, this is where you are going to set, you are going to choose people that are most likely interested in what you are doing. That is the target. This is where you're going to target people. And also, this is where you're going to set the budget. This way, you are going to set the pixel if you are using the conversion ads. This way, you're going to connect the page to the Instagram, the page to the WhatsApp if you are using a message conversion ads. So it is very, very important. If you remember very well during the copywriting class, I made mention of the customer research strategy, that is the first thing you need to do. And the internet as an enabler has made it possible for us to target people right from your bedroom. You don't have to physically meet them. If you are trying to physically meet your customers, you might get frustrated, and you might stop the research, you might discontinue the research, and which will require a lot of work if you try to do that. So that is why we are leveraging on the internet, we are leveraging on the social media platform, and the Facebook is arguably the best. It's arguably the best. As at 2 days ago, we are now up to 31 million of Nigerians both on Facebook and Instagram. Last week or last 2 weeks, we were like 30 million plus. Now we're 31 million plus, which means that it will keep increasing. It can never decrease. That is just it. It can never decrease. So it has given us a whole lot of opportunity to leverage on people. So that is why Facebook is one of the best. And after Facebook, we have the Google Ads. The Google Ads really work better. Yes, it worked great as well. It works great. And besides the Google, the Facebook, we have the adult website. That is the porn website. we have the Linda KG blogs, and we have some other blogs that you can get traffic. But the best one as at now is Facebook and Google, because Facebook is the owner of Instagram, so it has made it possible for us to run ads on both Facebook and Instagram. Now let me detail more about on the ad set level. If you remember if you check the course I sent to you, it talks about using the Google audience, the Google research and the audience insight, that is combine both together and keep checking if the interest is available on the audience insight. Yes, that work too, that work. But there is another fast method you can choose. If you have run a Facebook ads before, when you are dealing with the ad set level now, you see a place where you see detailed targeting. When you click on edit, it will bring a checkbox. You keep on adding your interest, it keep on showing the people that are most likely to respond to your ads. And if you check that box, the highest number of interest it can bring is 14. The highest is 14. And there are millions of interest to target. So how do you go about it? There are millions of interest to target in that checkbox. So that is why it is very imperative to understand Facebook targeting. For example, now you are selling an health, a cream, maybe an aging cream. You can expect a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 25, or 40-year-old. Yeah, 40 can buy it. You can expect a teenager to buy an aging cream. But you keep on setting, you keep on showing the ads to the teenager. Do you think you're going to make anything? You're not going to make any sense. It is impossible. So that is why you need to understand the ad set level very, very well. And the ad set level, you also determine the people who are going to see your ads as regards to age. So in default level, it is 18 to 65 plus. So if you are selling anything, you need to understand what will be the age of those people that you are selling to, so that you won't be showing ads to the wrong people. You'll be showing ads to the wrong people. It can really cost you a lot of money, and someone might just be complaining that Facebook doesn't work, or it's a scam. I don't even understand it. Now, this is the secret. There are three ways you can target on Facebook. Number one is the one you are used to, that is using the Google research with the audience insight. Now there is another one that is called the ABC test, the ABC campaign, the ABC targeting. This is what you are going to do. For example, when you get to the detailed target, I'm going to send a screenshot to explain this to very well. But you need to understand what I'm about to tell you right now. So when you get to the detailed targeting, for if you are selling health product, and your health product is all about maybe tuberculosis or what is another health problem we have, maybe hypertension. This is what I'm going to do. Just type hypertension to it, that broad word. Just type hypertension. It will bring, if hypertension is available, it will bring series of related stuff to hypertension. But those stuff that it bring, that Facebook will suggest for you, are targets that several people are depending on them. They are the interest people are depending on them. So if you keep on choosing all these interest, it means that you are competing with a whole lot of people with the same audience. Do you understand me? You are competing with a whole lot of people with the same audience. So there is a way you can do that, that your art is going to be shown to the people that are mostly interested in it, and this is called the ABC test. Now type hypertension, then your system click on the, or let me say, press the space bar, then start with alphabet A. I said it is ABC test. Start with alphabet A. When you start with alphabet A, it will bring another hidden interest. You see, all those interests are available. Just write them down. Erase A, put B. It will show another interest. Write it down. When you click that, when it shows B, erase the B. Type C, erase the C. Type D, erase the D. Type E, erase the E. Type F. It will keep on showing different options, different interests that you can never guess that it is available. Do you understand? You can never guess that it's available. So this will save you a whole lot of stress using the Google Audience Insight and the likes. And any interest you find, you can also do a research on it by going back to the Audience Insight. You see, Audience Insight is very great. Audience Insight is very great. Just take the new interest you just got from the ABC test. Don't forget the keyword, then space bar, then alphabetically. The keyword, if it is hypertension, space bar, then put A. Another interest, erase the A, put B. It will show several interests. So it will keep showing you interests that people don't usually target. So when you target all those interests, it will give you a super result. It will give you a super result. I'm using it and it's very amazing. It will give you a super result. So just take the interest, the new interest you just got. Go back to the Audience Insight, check it, check the characteristics of those interests, check the page likes, check the demographics, check the location, check the data, check everything. Then you have more better insight of those people you are about to target. That is the ABC test, and it works greatly. So it works greatly. You're actually getting this because you subscribe to my class, and there is nothing I'm going to discover that I won't like to share with you. So I always like to share them with you, which means that learning continues. We are still learning. Anybody that stops learning is hopelessly doomed to mediocrity. So we should never put stop to learning. This world is changing every day, so we need to change as it changes, so that to become relevant and not to be rendered obsolete. So that is it. Don't forget the ABC test. Now that is that about that. So the ABC, the results you are going to get, will now be dependent on the age you are going to choose. So it means that age 18 should be raised. If you check the audience inside, if you check the characteristics of those people, you see a bar chart that shows the ages of those people. You know that, oh, this audience, the people that are most likely to react to this audience are age 24 to 50. Wow. Just go to your asset again, change the age range to age so-so to so-so. Do you understand? So when eventually you run the ads, people that are going to see it will be super target. And let me add one thing. Any interest you are going to target, if you check the ad set very well, if you check the right side, you will notice that as you input the interest, the number on the right side changes. At default, it is 31 million. As you keep on targeting interest, changing the location, changing the age, changing the interest keep dropping. The interest keeps dropping. The number of reach keeps dropping. From 31, it keeps dropping. And the best one you could do, the best threshold number you should use is 400,000 at least. So any interest you are going to be targeting should be 400,000 upward. So that 400,000 upward will give Facebook more data to work on. Should be at least. Don't make it to be 300,000 or 350 or 390, at least 400. But if you want it to be super target, as in if you want to give Facebook more data to work on, let it be 500,000 upward, 500,000 to 1.5 million. That's 500,000 to 1.5 million audience. So you see, when you're targeting people 500,000 to 1.5 million, it really shows that they are super target out of 31 million. You can see how it works. So it means that you are not targeting broad number of people. You are actually targeting the people that are interested in what you are selling. And make sure the detailed targeting, the interest you are going to put on it should not be more than one. Should just be one interest. Just one interest. And that interest should be nothing less than 400,000. But the best one is 500,000 upward, 500,000 to 1.5 million. Do you understand? So that is how you are going to target the people that are most likely to respond to your ad, and you are going to beat your competition off stage. You are not actually targeting the interest they are what they are targeting. They are targeting. So that is the way you can target on Facebook. So, and I hope you take it into practice. Now, after the ad set, that's what I'm about. That's what I wanted to tell you. But let me extend further. So, after the ad set, you see the ads. In that ads, that is where you are going to be choosing the picture or the video. That is where you are going to add in your text. That is where you are going to choose the page you want to represent as your ads. Do you understand? So you can see that all those three segments are very, very important. They are very, very important. So they are ad level, you choose the copy, the sales copy, what people should see, how are you going to communicate yourself, your product to your prospect. And before I go, Facebook prioritizes more on content. Don't make cheap claim. That is why you are learning copywriting, how to persuasively use words. And I remember I taught you how to use headline. So please take note to that, and they don't make cheap claim. Because of people that complain about Facebook banned are making a lot of cheap claim. They're making cheap claims, and Facebook prioritizes more on the Facebook users more than the advertisers. Facebook is just divided into three: the Facebook company itself, the advertiser, we the advertisers are the one paying the Facebook, and we are leveraging on the data the Facebook users are using. Do you understand? So anything that's going to bring threat to the Facebook users, Facebook companies is going to block it. It's going to block it. So, and I believe that you are going to put this into practice, and I wish you the best of luck. Then after this, I'm going to send some screenshots to explain what I just said. So if you listen to this very well, you understand it, the screenshot will just be as an add-on to what I have said. So I wish you the best, and thank you once again for subscribing to my class. I'll keep adding value to you, and God bless you. This is Raji Ibrahim. Good day to you, and how are you doing? Last week I promised to send you a podcast on Facebook targeting hack I just discovered. I believe that you have been advertising on Facebook, because that's the first step you need to understand. You have set up a business account with Facebook. You have added an ad account. You have added a payment method to it, either as a prepaid or postpaid. And also, I believe that you have your own page, It could be any name, and you have tried advertising before, or let me say you are advertising. One most important thing in advertising is targeting. And if you remember the first day, or let me say the first 2 days of the copywriting masterclass is all about customer research. That is understanding your prospect. And I remember telling you that the best place you can get the target audience to your product is through the internet. That is using the internet and the social media platforms. An example of the social media platform that works greatly is Facebook. Though majority of people are using Facebook, but not as a business and partner with Facebook. So I believe you have undergone everything. Now, what I'm going to be telling you today is all about Facebook targeting. If you observe the Facebook cam ads very well, you will notice that it has only three segments. We have the campaign, that is objective. We have the ad set, and we have the ads level. The objective is where you are going to choose what you want Facebook to do for you, and it is divided into three. As I'm saying it now, you remember, we have the brand awareness, we have the consideration, and we have the conversion. Now, the brand awareness is all about getting rich. That is reaching people. You don't really need that. Just about getting rich of people. But you don't really need that. And I'll detail more on the consideration and the conversion. If you check the consideration very well, you know, we have several options penetrate. We have the message, you have the lead generation, you have the post engagement, and the likes. So, and we also have the video views. Let me tell you this before I go into the targeting very well. If you want to build your Facebook page, if you want to get more followers to your Facebook page, the kind of objective you are going to choose is the post engagement. Once you click on the post engagement, it will bring out three options, and you're going to choose the like. Let me explain again. When you choose the consideration, you see the post engagement. You see the post under the post engagement. You see the post event. You see the like campaign, like campaign. So just choose the like campaign if you want people to like your page. And in Facebook, whenever anybody likes your page, that person automatically follows you. So I use that to build my page, and the cost is very, very minimal. Do you understand? So that is for the page like. That is page building. Via, if you see a person that has many followers on Facebook page, I'm not talking about Instagram, on Facebook page like 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, that person actually run a page like campaign objective. So this is how you're going to go do about it. Just write an article. Then the call to action should be, if you are interested in getting more tips on this so topic or this so content, like our page, and people will automatically like a page. So whenever you post anything, even if you don't run ads, that person or those people are going to see it. And if you run ads, those people are still going to see it, since they have automatically engaged with your page. So the second aspect of it that I'll be talking about is the message. The message conversion. If you check the message conversion very well, it has only three segments. We have the messenger itself, we have the Instagram direct, and we have the WhatsApp. So this is for those who do not have a website. If you don't have a website, this is the kind of objective campaign you should choose. If you don't have a website, you can just get people from Facebook down to your Instagram and they will chat you up. And if you are doing that, you make sure that the Instagram page is connected to that Facebook page you are using. And if you are using WhatsApp, the business WhatsApp should be connected to the page. Don't get me wrong, the business WhatsApp should be connected to the page. So that is when it's going to both are going to work together. And if it is Messenger, people are just going to message you on your Facebook page, then you chat. So that is effective for people who do not have a website. If you don't have a website, you can easily use that. But if you have a website, then you'll be using the conversion. That is when you'll be installing Pixel on your business account, and also installing the Pixel plugin on your website. That is Pixel Your Site plugin. It's a free tool. Yes, it's a free tool. So it helps to track the activities that take place on your website. The Pixel code, the Pixel Your Site helps to track the activities that take place on your website. So that is the kind of objective you should choose if you have a website. Now, that is the objective level. So the kind of objective you choose will be dependent on the kind of result you want. You can't expect a person that chooses a like campaign should see conversion. No, it doesn't work like that. That is the what you tell Facebook to do, and that is what Facebook is going to do for you. Now, another thing I want to talk about is the ad set level. That is the ad set level, and that ad set level is also very important as the objective level. So the ad set level, this is where you are going to set, you're going to choose people that are most likely interested in what you are doing. That is the target. This is where you're going to target people, and also this is where you're going to set the budget. This way you are going to set the pixel if you are using the conversion ads. This way you're going to connect the page to the Instagram, the page to the WhatsApp if you are using a message conversion ads. So it is very, very important. If you remember very well during the copywriting class, I made mention of the customer research strategy, that is the first thing you need to do. And the internet as an enabler has made it possible for us to target people right from your bedroom. You don't have to physically meet them. If you are trying to physically meet your customers, you might get frustrated, and you might stop the research, you might discontinue the research, and which will require a lot of work if you try to do that. So that is why we are leveraging on the internet, we are leveraging on the social media platform, and the Facebook is arguably the best. It's arguably the best. As at 2 days ago, we are now up to 31 million of Nigerians, both on Facebook and Instagram. Last week or last 2 weeks, we were like 30 million plus. Now we're 31 million plus, which means that it will keep increasing. It can never decrease. That is just it. It can never decrease. So it has given us a whole lot of opportunity to leverage on people. So that is why Facebook is one of the best. And after Facebook, we have the Google Ads. Google Ads really work better. Yes, it works great as well. It works great. And besides the Google, the Facebook, we have the adult website. That is the porn website. We have the Linda KG blogs, and we have some other blogs that you can get traffic. But the best one as at now is Facebook and Google, because Facebook is the owner of Instagram. So it has made it possible for us to run ads on both Facebook and Instagram. Now let me detail more about on the ad set level. If you remember if you check the course I sent to you, it talks about using the Google audience, the Google research and the audience insight, that is combine both together and keep checking if the interest is available on the audience insight. Yes, that work too. That work, but there is another fast method you can choose. If you have run a Facebook ads before, when you are dealing with the ad set level now, you see a place where you see detailed targeting. When you click on edit, it will bring a checkbox. You keep on adding your interest, it keep on showing the people that are most likely to respond to your ads. And if you check that box, the highest number of interest it can bring is 14. The highest is 14. And there are millions of interest to target. So how do you go about it? There are millions of interest to target in that checkbox. So that is why it is very imperative to understand Facebook targeting. For example, now you are selling an health, a cream, maybe an aging cream. You can expect a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 25, or 40-year-old. Yeah, 40 can buy it. You can expect a teenager to buy an aging cream. But you keep on setting, you keep on showing the ads to the teenager. Do you think you're going to make anything? You're not going to make anything. It is impossible. So that is why you need to understand the ad set level very, very well. And the ad set level, you also determine the people who are going to see your ads as regards to age. So in default level, it is 18 to 65 plus. So if you are selling anything, you need to understand what will be the age of those people that you are selling to, so that you won't be showing ads to the wrong people. You'll be showing ads to the wrong people. It can really cost you a lot of money, and someone might just be complaining that Facebook doesn't work, or it's a scam. I don't even understand it. Now, this is the secret. There are three ways you can target on Facebook. Number one is the one you are used to, that is using Google search with the audience insight. Now there is another one that is called the ABC test, the ABC campaign, the ABC targeting. This is what you are going to do. For example, when you get to the detailed target, I'm going to send a screenshot to explain this very well, but you need to understand what I'm about to tell you right now. So when you get to the detailed targeting, if you are selling health products, and your health product is all about maybe tuberculosis or what's another health problem we have, maybe hypertension. This is what I'm going to do. Just type hypertension to it. That broad word. Just type hypertension. It will bring, if hypertension is available, it will bring series of related stuff to hypertension. But those stuff that it bring, that Facebook will suggest for you, are targets that several people are depending on them. They are the interest people are depending on them. So if you keep on choosing all these interest, it means that you are competing with a whole lot of people with the same audience. Do you understand me? You are competing with a whole lot of people with the same audience. So there is a way you can do that, that your art is going to be shown to the people that are mostly interested in it, and this is called the ABC test. Now type hypertension, then your system press the space bar, then start with alphabet A. I said it is ABC test. Start with alphabet A. When you start with alphabet A, it will bring another hidden interest. You see, all those interests are available. Just write them down. Erase A, put B. It will show another interest. Write it down. When you click that, when it shows B, erase the B, type C, erase the C, type D, erase the D, type E, erase the E, type F. It will keep on showing different options, different interests that you can never guess that it is available. Do you understand? You can never guess that it's available. So this will save you a whole lot of stress using the Google Audience Insight and the likes. And any interest you find, you can also do a research on it by going back to the Audience Insight. You see, Audience Insight is very great. Audience Insight is very great. Just take the interest, the new interest you just got from the ABC test. Don't forget the keyword, then space bar, then alphabetically. The keyword, if it is hypertension, space bar, then put A, another interest, erase the A, put B. It will show several interests. So it will keep showing you interests that people don't usually target. So when you target all those interests, it will give you a super result. It will give you a super result. I'm using it and it's very amazing. It will give you a super result. So just take the interest, the new interest you just got, go back to the Audience Insight, check it, check the characteristics of those interests, check the page likes, check the demographics, check the location, check the data, check everything. Then you have more better insight of those people you are about to target. That is the ABC test, and it works greatly. So it works greatly. You're actually getting this because you subscribe to my class, and there is nothing I'm going to discover that I won't like to share with you. So I always like to share them with you, which means that learning continues. We are still learning. Anybody that stops learning is hopelessly doomed to mediocrity. So we should never put stop to learning. This world is changing every day. So we need to change as it changes, so that to become relevant and not to be rendered obsolete. So that is it. Don't forget the ABC test. Now that is that about that. So the ABC, the results you are going to get, will now be dependent on the age you are going to choose. So it means that age 18 should be raised. If you check the audience inside, if you check the characteristics of those people, you see a bar chart that shows the ages of those people. They know that this audience, the people that are most likely to react to this audience are age 24 to 50. Wow. Just go to your asset again, change the age range to age so. Do you understand? So when eventually you run the ads, people that are going to see it will be super target. And let me add one thing. Any interest you are going to target, if you check the ad set very well, if you check the right side, you will notice that as you input the interest, the number on the right side changes. At default, it is 31 million. As you keep on targeting interest, changing the location, changing the age, changing the interest keep dropping. The interest keeps dropping. The number of reach keeps dropping. From 31, it keeps dropping. And the best one you could do, the best threshold number you should use is 400,000 at least. So any interest you are going to be targeting should be 400,000 upward. So that 400,000 upward will give Facebook more data to work on. Should be at least. Don't make it to be 300,000 or 350 or 390, at least 400. But if you want it to be super target, as in if you want to give Facebook more data to work on, let it be 500,000 upward, 500,000 to 1.5 million. That's 500,000 to 1.5 million audience. So You see, when you're targeting people 500,000 to 1.5 million, it really shows that they are super target out of 31 million. You can see how it works. So it means that you are not targeting broad number of people. You're actually targeting the people that are interested in what you are selling. And make sure the detailed targeting, the interest you are going to put on it should not be more than one. Should just be one interest. Just one interest. Just one interest. And that interest should be nothing less than 400,000. But the best one is 500,000 upward, 500,000 to 1.5 million. Do you understand? So that is how you are going to target the people that are most likely to respond to your ad, and you are going to beat your competition off stage. You are not actually targeting the interest they are targeting. So that is the way you can target on Facebook. So, and I hope you take it into practice. Now, after the ad set, that's what I'm about. That's what I wanted to tell you. But let me extend further. So after the ad set, you see the ads. In that ads, that is where you are going to be choosing the picture or the video. That is where you are going to add in your text. That is where you are going to choose the page you want to represent as your ads. Do you understand? So you can see that all those three segments are very, very important. They are very, very important. So the ad level, you choose the copy, the sales copy, what people should see, how are you going to communicate yourself, your product to your prospect. And before I go, Facebook prioritizes more on content. Don't make cheap claim. That is why you are learning copywriting, how to persuasively use words. And I remember I taught you how to use headline. So please take note to that, and they don't make cheap claim. Because of people that complain about Facebook banned, are making cheap claims, and Facebook prioritizes more on the Facebook users more than the advertisers. Facebook is just divided into three. The Facebook company itself, the advertiser, we the advertisers are the one paying the Facebook, and we are leveraging on the data the Facebook users are using. Do you understand? So anything that's going to bring threat to the Facebook users, Facebook complaints is going to block it. So, and I believe that you are going to put this into practice, and I wish you the best of luck. Then after this, I'm going to send some screenshots to explain what I just said. So if you listen to this very well, you understand it, the screenshot will just be as an add-on to what I have said. So I wish you the best, and thank you once again for subscribing to my class. I'll keep adding value to you, and God bless you. This is Raji Ibrahim.